Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and it's Monday, but more than that, it's Halloween. So, hope everybody's having a beautiful day, having some fun. We're going to talk about Halloween. We're going to talk about dead people. We're going to connect with dead people today, whether it be famous people, or we're going to connect with who you want to speak to, maybe a famous person that give you some guidance and love in your life and inspire you in some way. That's kind of what I'm about, is really trying to inspire you. And my intention in everything I do lately is to spread love, inspiration, so that you can raise your vibration, get the answers you need, and also spread some humor, light, laughter. You know, it's good, because I really believe if you're laughing and having fun and enjoying life, you raise your vibration, and you raise your vibration into an amazing place. So we're going to talk about Halloween, going to take your calls, got some quotes, got some articles on Halloween, so the little history of it, where it came from. I do this every year because I think, you know, let's just kind of review where Halloween came from. Now, if you're in the chat room, or you call in, I have a caller, so I'll be with you in a minute. What are you dressing as for Halloween? Are you doing anything special? A haunted house, or just, you know, just staying home, relaxing, watching movies? I'm not into horror movies, so I'm not like into the slasher type horror, violent movies. So I really don't do that for Halloween ever. No, not a Friday the 13th kind of guy or all that stuff. No, that's not funny to me. That's not cool. That's my opinion, though. And I'm into, you know, I believe, I accept the concept that they're non-physical entities. And some of the traditions have to do with Halloween. This is the time of the year where the veil is very thin between us and the non-physical world. So that's, to me, that's what Halloween is about. So we're going to talk to dead people and get some messages. Now, I kind of believe that. So we're going to talk. Yeah. Oh, I had a couple of things I wanted to share. I do have a caller. You know, can you give me a, well, you've been online for a minute. So let me do one thing real quick. And this is what I wrote today. And if I can find it, I write these things and then I can't find them, right? It's not that. Oh, I do have a Halloween special. If you want to call in, if you want to reach me through Blog Talk Radio or my website, I do have a special for Halloween that you can get a little extended reading for 10 or 20 minutes, and it's 50 cents a minute. So, that's the advertisement for the day. Let me see if I can find this thing I wrote. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Time out. I know where it is. I'm trying to find it somewhere, right? I know I'm kind of wandering around looking for stuff. Okay, I'm going to give you this, what I wrote today, because I thought it was kind of interesting. Oh, well, it lost it. Wait a minute, it lost it. My quote for the day. Okay, so I'll find it later. Maybe I don't know where it went. I wrote this little thing today. I thought it was really kind of cool. And it seemed to have gone away. You know, you ever do that? You write something, you thought you saved it in a place where you're supposed to save stuff, and all of a sudden it disappears for some reason. Well, let me just look one more time, and I'll take a call, and I'll stop this craziness of looking for something. Oh, I saw the cutest little thing, and I posted it on Facebook. And it was one of those signs, you know, wet signs where you beware of wet. It said, beware. Low flying witches in the neighborhood. I thought that was kind of cute little signs. You can get those, I guess, somewhere. Okay, I found it. So I'll give you this real quick, and then we'll move on to callers and we'll talk more about Halloween. But I thought, you know, and I thought about this yesterday, and I know it doesn't relate to Halloween, but I thought it was a beautiful thought. Anyway, I appreciate that Source God is love, and that I am an expression of the love. I appreciate my individual consciousness is because Source is love, and that expression of love is me, or us. So we are an expression of this love. Isn't that beautiful? We are an expression of love. And it fills my heart with joy when I think that I am the result of that love. And that really got me a warm, loving feeling to know that because of love, Source, God, extended forth, we have our individual consciousness, and that's an expression of love. And we should appreciate that. I appreciate that. That's one of my appreciations, that God, Source, actually extended love out so that we could be an individual. We could have our personality. We could have our adventures. And that's an expression of love. I thought that was kind of a, just kind of hit me really hard yesterday. I thought, well, how beautiful is that, that we are an expression of love by God. Okay, let me take a call. We'll get into Halloween, see if you're, what you're dressing as. I have an article on Halloween and some other things I have, and I have an Abraham quote, which kind of relates, but, you know, we'll stretch it a little bit so it does. We'll squeeze it into the Halloween theme somehow, some way. Okay. Here we go. Hello? Call. Hello.
Hi.
Oh. Hi. What, where are you? There Hi. You are.
Sorry. I was sewing and it was, you know. How are you?
You're doing, I'm well. Well, I'm doing okay. Yeah. So what's going on with you? So you ready for Halloween? This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Pass out candy.
You know, I bought some candy today. Now, I live in an apartment building, and it's a secure building with a gate and all that craziness, right? So we don't get a lot of kids. So, but I thought, you know, just in case a couple of them sneak in somehow, that I would buy some candy. Because it's like they come knocking on the door, and you're going to give them an apple. They're going, and you tell them, share this one apple, please. And they're going, no. So I bought a little bit. I think it was a little bag of Snickers or something. Yeah, it's a great time with you. Go ahead.
Is your apartment a two-story and it's shaped like a U building?
A U. If you closed off the end of the U, yes. Well, it's more like a rectangle with three stories. Rectangular three stories.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make sense? Three-story rectangle. And I live on the second floor.
Okay.
I didn't want to live on the third floor. I don't know why, but... I'm not a big heights person. Have to look over the thing at the third floor all the time. Would have been, oh, I don't like that. I don't like that feeling.
Yeah.
So what's going on today?
Nothing.
You want to talk to a dead person? Do you want to see who?
Because
this is the time of the year when they're supposed to be closer to us and connect with us, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see if there's any famous dead people. Are you dressing? You're not dressing for Halloween then.
No.
I did a few times, but yeah, not this year, I don't think. Not. Okay, so let's think. Let's tap into the non-physical world. Female energy, father's side of the family, back. Wow, this is a way back machine. It goes back about two or three generations is what I hear. So it must be a great-great-grandmother or something like that. Okay?
Wow. Okay.
Celebrate your life to the fullest. That's what the words I get. Exactly. Celebrate your life to the fullest. You are here to celebrate. You are here to, what's the word? You are here to celebrate. Yeah, it's really about, she's really encouraging you to celebrate your life fully, completely, every day. Life is a mystical, magical journey. Life is a mystical, magical journey. And you need to get caught up in the mystery and magic of it. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, very nice.
Celebrate your life. I know sometimes we get caught up in all the stuff that's going around us and all the problems and all blah, 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 blah. But as I wrote this morning, and I think it's kind of cool, I think it goes along what she's saying, is that we are an expression of love.
Yeah.
And I think we have to appreciate that God, Source, whatever you call it, actually out of love allowed us to be individuals and have individual energy.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? If you think about how amazing that is, that, you know, God didn't have to do that. Nope, I don't. I'm just going to be just me. Just me. just it, you know. So we're an expression of love. I always like to think. Go ahead.
Ask one question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is my ex trying to get back together with me? And what would the outcome be of that? Complete disaster again?
The word I get is desperation on his part. Desperation. Oh. So he's desperate. Okay?
Why?
I don't know why he's desperate. Maybe he's lonely, whatever the reason, he's desperate. Okay? You were really good for him, but he wasn't good for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay? So he's a very needy person, correct?
Yeah.
So would it be good for you to get back together with him? No.
Well, if things change.
No,
yeah.
No. Here's how this is. You know, don't take this literally, but I think what they're joking about it is this. You're better to take a knife and stab it to your heart than go back with him. So they're trying to make the point that, no, that's not a good idea. I mean, that's really dramatic, and I know and I understand that. Just kept, I don't know if you're offended by it, but it's
no,
really
I'm not
dramatic.
That's pretty serious. Like, you know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, so
that's
the spirit saying
no.
That's a definite no. So I would really seriously look at the situation and go, oh, I don't know if I want to do that, you know?
Is he just
okay.
tired of where he's living? Is that the deal? Or what's the deal? What's the desperate part? Sorry, I just don't get it.
You don't get it. No. Well, he doesn't get it. He doesn't. He's a needy person, okay?
Uh-huh.
He's a needy person. So he needs you or needs somebody. And sometimes you fall back on what's familiar to you. You're
yeah.
familiar to him versus trying to find something new. And he feels like he's been rejected. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand where
yeah.
this is coming from? That you're familiar. He knows who you
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
And yeah. so striking out on new, and he's been rejected by others.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's going to come.
Sorry.
He's going to come back to familiar. We do that. We come back to familiar.
Yeah.
But don't take him in. That's what I hear. Now that's up to you. Of course, you can decide. Oh yeah, I want to give him a chance. Be careful with that.
Yeah, he's not nice.
Yeah, it would be the same. I hear it as the same old troubles.
Yeah.
He's not 100% bad, of course. He's not. Nobody's 100% bad. But you're like oil and water. You don't blend well, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just remember that, the oil and water.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll let you go. Be good.
Thank you.
Take care. You and
Bye.
Have some fun. Go have some fun. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Got it. Bye.
Okay. Yeah. Bye.
So we're talking about Halloween today. We're having fun. This is, and you're in the chat room. If you've left the chat room, if you're still in the chat room, is anybody dressing up for Halloween? Now, my granddaughter, she is now, see, blah, 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 16 months, almost 17 months old. She's going as a cat. How cute is that? The little thing, she lives near Denver. They live near Denver, so she's doing a cat. And my daughter's doing the teenage witch thing. I'm not doing anything particularly, so that's okay. So anybody in the chat room, anybody dressing for Halloween, doing anything fun or different for Halloween? We'll get into the history of Halloween in a minute. I kind of go through an article I found from the History Channel about Halloween. And I think it's kind of an interesting background. If you've heard it before, it's some of the stuff I think is just kind of interesting to review, that Halloween isn't really about ghosts and goblins and never really started out as that. It's really more of a time of the year, celebrating the time of the year, the end of the harvest season. But we'll get into that a little bit more, and we'll get into the evolution of how it went from a harvest festival kind of thing at the end of the harvest year into an actual celebration about the dead people. Now, we'll talk to more dead people. We'll talk to famous people if you want to talk to famous people or relatives that are dead. Oh, I know I was going to cover. Now I have a caller, and I'll be with you in a minute. Give me a minute. Let me do one more thing. I'm reading this book by well, I'm rereading this book by an author called Pam Grout. And Pam writes a lot about manifesting, basically manifesting using the principles that she's understanding. And she was a big Course of Miracles person. She was into it. And she talks about connecting to higher self or connecting to energies. And she talked about Napoleon Hill, who had his council, that at night, these individuals, now, she kind of blamed it as his imagination, but I kind of have a feeling it was non-physical entities that were actually speaking to him, you know, famous people that came before him. So my question for you, if you want to play with me on this one, because this is kind of related to this, if you had a famous people, non-living, that three that you could go to for advice. And I came up with four that seemed to come to me a lot, you know, in being this what I do. So there's these four that come to me. But are there any three or four that you would like to connect with? And maybe we can do it too if you want, that you would go to for advice or like to hear from their ideas. Now, the four that seemed to come to me, and the latest one, the first one I'll mention is just kind of recently. I didn't even know that he wanted to communicate me, or the energy wanted to communicate me, is Gandhi. And I hear these in different voices too, which is kind of cool. You know, the different voice, kind of the accents as they were humans. And the other one was John Lennon. And then there was Mother Teresa. And what was the fourth one? There was a fourth one. Okay. It'll pop in again. It's like, you know, who was the fourth one? Yeah, there was John Lennon, and then there was Mother Teresa, and then there was Gandhi, and the fourth one went away. Maybe they don't want to talk to me anymore. I don't know. So let me take a call or two, and we'll get more into Halloween and the history of Halloween and how it came about. And we'll speak to more dead people. You know, I'm joking about dead people. They're not dead. They're in the non-physical world. They're observing us and watching us constantly going, ooh, what are you doing today? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking to?
Lisa.
Lisa. So I'm trying to think of that fourth dead person that communicates with me. No, that's it'll come back. I don't know who it is. We late at night, I like to chat channel and see who's coming, wants to talk and give me advice. So, what's going on with Lisa? Anybody that you would want to communicate? You don't have to do it now. We don't have to do it now. But anybody that you would want to communicate, famous person that you would find, they could give you advice.
Oh, my gosh. That's a good question.
Well, I put you on the spot. I put you on the spot. So you don't have to go there. But what is on your mind, though? If you think of somebody, just pop it out. Just, bleep, okay, this is it.
Oh, I don't know yet. If I think
of it,
I'll let you know.
What's your question? What's your concern?
Yeah, so I'm going through like a little bit of a crossroads right now, and I just kind of feeling a little lost, you know.
Never go left is what I hear. No, it's a joke, but never go left.
Oh, okay. That's funny.
So what's the main question? What do you want spirit, your ancestors, to answer about on that?
I'm concerned about one of my family members, their health and stuff like that. I don't know. If you can't answer that, I can think of another question. But
it would be careful with health issues and try to give you the outcome of a health issue. What's the first initial?
It's D.
D. Okay, I'll give you one word I get. And I get the word remedy, like something like solution or remedy will come about. There will be a remedy or a solution to the problem. Okay. It may be a struggle. It's not easy, but there's a solution. Okay. There is a solution. And I don't mean this literally. And I think what they mean symbolically is they have to take their medicine, whatever that is. You know, medicine can mean many different things, right? But they have to be willing to accept the treatment, if that makes sense.
Okay.
And I don't know what the problem is. And so, but what I'm trying to give you is, yeah, there's a remedy. There's a solution that's coming up, but it's going to be a little bit of effort. And what I hear is they got to be willing to take the medicine. I mean, it's not a literal medicine. It might be some kind of procedure or some kind of thing that needs to be done. That may be a little scary, but they have to be willing to do it. Okay? Got it?
Okay. Got it.
Does that make sense? Does that make sense at all to you? That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you see anything about around me?
Okay.
My spine.
In what area of your life are you most concerned?
My finances.
Okay. I don't know what this means exactly, but I'm hearing that it's 2017 in the first part of the year, which would be like the first 3 months, there's a windfall. Do you know what the word windfall means? It's like money coming to you. Unexpected money is coming to you. Unexpected money. Mm-hmm. I don't like to use that too much, but that's what I heard. It was a windfall. That was the word I got. So it's, and I got early part of 2017. So it'll help take care of what financial difficulties you have.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know where it's coming from, but you got to be open to it and accept the idea. You know, miracles happen all the time, but it's a windfall. Excellent.
Okay.
Good for you. Good for you. Enjoy it.
Thank you. All right.
Do you believe it? Do you believe that sort of thing could happen?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good. That's the main thing. If you believe that that can happen, then you're open to the vibration of it happening, and it's more likely to happen if you go, yeah, that's crazy stuff. I don't believe that stuff. Yeah, the universe kind of holds back a little bit. You'll get it. You'll get it. Absolutely, you'll get it.
Oh, cool.
You'll get it. I see you celebrating in the future. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, wow. Thank
Throw a little
you.
Party for yourself and others around you. You know you're loved, don't you? You do know you're loved.
Yes.
Okay. I want you to hold on to that because you know you're loved. And there's a lot of love being poured out to you all the time. So just hang on to that. Okay?
Yeah, beautiful message. Thank you.
Be well. I'm still trying to think of the fourth person. That's just the craziest thing. There was Mother Teresa, and then there was Gandhi, and then there was John Lennon, who comes to me a lot. And who is the fourth person? You know, he's kind of like he or she or whatever. So, okay, anybody else you want to communicate with, some, you know, people that are in the non-physical world that are family members? And okay, so let me take another call. You've been holding for a while, I think. Yes, yes, you have. And then we'll get more into Halloween. So nobody in the chat room has given me what you're going to dress like up for Halloween or nothing. You can just say nothing. I'm just kind of putting on my robe and hanging out and giving out candy. Who knows, right? Just putting on my gym clothes and hanging out. Okay, let me take a call. Hello? Oops, I talked to you already, didn't I? No, I didn't. The numbers are so close, the area codes. I got confused there for a moment. Hello?
Hello?
Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Who am I speaking to?
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you clearly. Yes.
Oh,
your beautiful voice is coming.
My name is Pat.
Pat. So what's going on with Pat?
I'm been trying to get work.
You know what's going on for Pat? Before you said that, before you asked that question, I'll give you the words that came to me. When you said, what's going on? I said, what's going on with Pat? And I should have finished the sentence, and I heard the word prosperity is going on for Pat. Prosperity.
Oh, my goodness.
Now you got to believe me that I heard that before you asked. So go, okay, so it is prosperity is going on for Pat. There is prosperity coming in your life shortly. That's what I get from whoever in your ancestors are talking to me about you and saying, yeah, the doors are being open for an opportunity in your life. The doors are being open for an opportunity. You just have to push on the door a little bit. It'll open up for you. Push a little bit and the door will open for you. Don't be frustrated. What they're saying is don't be frustrated. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. You have guiding energy behind you. You have loving, guiding energy behind you. If you knew all the spirit life that was trying to assist you and open the doors, you would be absolutely amazed. It's a male energy, father side of the family, who's doing a lot of the pushing. Okay?
I think it's my father. Can I ask specific questions?
Well, yeah, go ahead. We'll see what I get. I always like to see what I get.
Okay.
Okay, I've been putting flyers out for different types of jobs. Do you see any of that coming through? Also, I invested a very small amount of money along. Go ahead.
Let's do one at a time. That's much easier than to try to do multiple. Let's just start with the flyers, okay?
Yeah.
If I look into your future, into your near future, I see somebody pulling down a flyer, putting it in their pocket and calling you later. So yes, I get in November. We're almost there. You got not many more hours till November, but so it's in November. Somebody pulls down a flyer, puts it in their pocket and gives you a call.
Okay.
Excellent. So now the second question.
I need about 8 people to pull down flyers. Do you see me getting, I need a number of jobs to come from that.
Oh, what do you do?
Well, it's either house cleaning or dog walking or CNA work, certified nurse's assistant, you know, helping people with their daily lives.
You're really a caring person, aren't you?
I am, but you're going to bring me to tears.
Dogs really love you, don't they?
They do.
Yeah, you
they
have
do.
This gentle spirit. They cuddle up to you like, oh, we love you. Okay, so do I see multiple? Okay, I knew you were going to ask that. I'm trying to get whoever this is, like your father, to say, is there more than one? And I just get the word many, like many, many.
Okay.
Okay, you know, very busy person. You're going to be a very busy person in the not too distant future.
Okay.
You're going to be turning down jobs. That's what I hear. And I really want to see you do that. Turning down work would be like, thank you, God, right?
Yes, it would be.
Okay. So what's the second part? We're going to only have a couple more minutes here.
Okay, I'll be quick. The other thing regarding prosperity was I invested a very small amount of money in a currency to revalue. A lot of people say it's a big scam. Other people believe in it. And they people are buying this money so they can get wealth, so they can help the world. That's what it's really about. Do you see that coming through?
Don't rely on that as being your source of income is what I hear. Don't rely on that as being your source of income. Okay? That's what I heard.
Do you see it ever happening in the future? Okay. Thank you.
I wouldn't put a lot of energy into that. I'm really feeling more that you're going to be so busy working because you have such a good soul that you're so helpful to people that's where your abundance or prosperity will come from your efforts in assisting people in their needs. Okay.
Thank you so much. God bless.
You're welcome. Okay. Thank you. Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm back. You know, I still can't find that fourth person. That's just kind of bugging me. I didn't write it down. Doesn't matter. They'll come to me tonight and go, George, how can you forget us? How can you forget me when I've been talking? Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. The name popped in my head like, how can you forget me? It's Jesus. Okay. Yeah. That was kind of like strange. So that's my group. That's my group. Yeah, like, how could you forget me now? So I listen to messages and what messages I get. Now, I don't know if anybody else likes to listen to non-physical entities for messages, but that's my little group that I ask for guidance on things. Mother Teresa is really sweet. If you ever want a message from her, she's really sweet. She's kind of fun. And she once said to me recently that she was kind of misunderstood, that she used humor a lot in her messages to people and to working with people, because if she could get them to smile and get them to laugh, then the healing would start, and that would make whatever is going on in their lives a little bit more tolerable, because she was talking to the worst of the worst in the situations. So to help them to smile, help them to laugh, just a little bit. King Tut. That's an interesting name to pop out of the hat. You'd like to talk to King Tut, huh? I don't know about that one. But that's, you know, that's your own thing, right? King Tut. Yes. That would be an interesting study in history and what happened back in Egypt in those long time ago. You know, the word around that is opulence, opulence. There was a lot of opulence for, but there was also a lot of, and I get kind of this message or energy around that. If you were in a certain place or situation in life and you kind of rejected that and wanted to assist others or do good, you were frowned on because you were considered to be a certain class of persons where that wasn't supposed to be done. If that makes sense. I'm not sure exactly what that means. But if you're a king and you kind of rejected some of the opulence and wanted to give it to others and share it with others who are lowly, others around you found that to be like kind of rejecting your status and kind of playing down your status and not acceptable. Okay, so King Tut. Interesting. You got to channel. Can you channel King Tut? You should channel King Tut. I'm not going to right now, but that's the only thing I got was the opulence thing. See if that resonates with you. Cool. That would be good. So let's talk more about Halloween. You should. You like kings, don't you? You really like kings. I mean, I'm not going to just put, because there's another ancient king that wants to communicate with you, and it was from a nearby region. So you might want to tap into that, this other king that want to communicate with you. Okay, we'll leave that one alone. So let me get back to Halloween and the history of Halloween. So we'll go to the History Channel's version of Halloween and kind of go through that. Now, again, anybody dressing up for Halloween? Anybody doing any special things for Halloween? Anybody partying for Halloween? I used to go to every annual Halloween party a friend of mine gave, and it was kind of fun. There were a lot of Hollywood people, show business type people, you know, worked in the technical end of the industry, so they had some great costumes. A lot of it's a little gory, though. I'm not into the – I do like vampires, though. I can do vampires. I can't do zombies. No, not a zombie. Anybody a zombie person? Don't do zombies, but vampires are cool. Okay, let me give you the history of Halloween. I'll check back and if anybody wants to call in or if you have some comments about Halloween. And wait a minute, where's the article go? Straddling the line between fall and winter, plenty and poverty, life and death. Halloween is a time of celebration and superstition. Kind of knew that, didn't you? You kind of knew that. But the origins. Now, there's a different ways of pronouncing it, but Halloween's origins date back to the ancient Gaelic festival of Samhain. Samhain. That's Gaelic for Samhain. Samhain. Yeah, it's their festival. The Celtics, who lived 2,000 years ago in the area that is now Ireland, the United Kingdom, and northern France, celebrated their new year on November 1. Aha! So, yeah. So it's that festival celebrating the new year. This day marked the end of summer and the harvest and the beginning of the dark, cold winter, a time of year that often associated with, associated with human death. Yeah, a lot of people winter was not a good time for people, right? Celtics believed that on the night before the new year, the boundary between the worlds of the living and the dead became blurred. And the night of October 31st, they celebrated Samhain, when it was believed that the ghosts of the dead returned to the earth. In addition to causing trouble and damaging crops, Gaelics thought that the presence of the unearthly spirits made it easier for the Druids or Gaelic priests to make predictions about the future. So that's a lot of people like to do seances and spiritual things and readings. I did parties around this time of the year, psychic parties, because people were so interested in predictions because of the veil being so thin between us and the non-physical world. So for people entirely dependent on a volatile natural world, these prophecies were an important source of comfort and direction during the long, dark winter. Huh. Isn't that kind of... Now, this is a little different take than I've read some other places, but I think this is kind of fun. Let's get in. You want to get into the modern history of it a little bit more? We can go back to the ancient history, blah, blah, blah. We won't do that. We'll get into the modern. Halloween comes to America. Celebration of Halloween was extremely limited in colonial New England because of the rigid Protestant belief systems there. Halloween was much more common in Maryland and the southern colonies as the beliefs and customs of different European ethnic groups as well as the American Indians meshed, a distinctly American version of Halloween began to emerge. So this goes way back when, right? You know, this is not something that's didn't come after, you know, Hershey's didn't invent Halloween or Mars candies or anything like that way back when. And there's a whole bunch, there's so much history behind Halloween. So we'll just go through this real quick and we won't get into all the history. I'll just kind of highlight some things. I like that. What is happening with the Cubs? I originally predicted 6 games. Now, that's sad because 6 games, it's Cleveland's going to win. I predict. So hopefully that prediction is wrong about because I heard 6 games. Maybe they'll win game 6, but I got 6 games. So if it's 6 games, then Cleveland wins, and I want to be wrong. For those people in Chicago, my friends, for Bill Murray's sake, I want to be wrong, and it goes to 7 games, and Chicago wins, right? Okay, but the Indians haven't won in a long time. It's just fun. If it's a good game, that's the most important thing. Let me get back to Halloween. So that's my prediction I got a few days ago, 6 games. Now, if you don't like the prediction, sorry. I thought the Cubs were going to win in 6, but I guess not. They can't, can they? Because they play tomorrow, game 6 in Cleveland. So let's see what happens. Okay, I like that. W for winning Wednesday. Let's see what happens. Okay, let's get back to Halloween. Being a Dodger fan, and a good friend of mine who's a Dodger fan, you know, he was kind of – he wants Chicago to lose because they beat the Dodgers. But, yeah, you know, 1908. I know I'm getting off track. I'm getting off of Halloween. So let's get back to the Halloween story. Halloween coming to America. The first celebrations included play parties, public events held to celebrate the harvest. See, this is all harvest stuff. It's all about the harvest time of the year. Really didn't have that much to do with dead people yet. When neighbors would share stories of the dead, tell each other's fortunes, dance, and sing. Colonial Halloween parties also featured the telling of ghost stories and mischief-making of all kinds. By the middle of the 19th century, which I always like to relate to, that's 1800s, right? Okay. Annual autumn festivals were common, but Halloween was not yet celebrated everywhere in the country. Ooh. In the second half of the 19th century, America was flooded with new immigrants. These new immigrants, especially millions of Irish fleeing the Ireland's potato famine of 1846, helped to popularize the celebration of Halloween nationally. You could see the Irish, the Gaelic, the traditions going back to the Gaelic celebrations. There's kind of an interesting connection there, isn't there? That the Irish and the English would bring in that Gaelic traditions with them, you know, the Druid traditions and so forth into the United States. So taking the Irish and the English traditions, Americans began to dress up in costumes and go house to house asking for food or money. Now, notice here what I thought was really fascinating, like reading these articles. It wasn't kids. It was adults that would dress up asking for food and money, you know, like some old guy come beating on your door going, give me food. Okay, wait a minute. A practice that eventually became today's trick-or-treat tradition. Young women believed that Halloween would divine the name or appearance of their future husband by doing tricks with yarn, apple pairings, or mirrors, or dark mirrors. Also, you know, the bobbing for apples kind of goes back to that. Now, on the bobbing of the apples, the apple had actually in it or around it, or I forgot exactly how it was, the name of a suitor. And the woman would bob for the apples, and the apple they got or grabbed would be their suitor. the man. So you would bob for a man. If you knew which one was which, you'd be bobbing for that one. Hopefully you didn't get the wrong one. That's what the bobbing of the apples was, actually looking for a partner. Now, in the article, I don't think it was like, I think it was just a partner, you know, a love. They're always looking for love. So if you bob for, ever bob for apples, that's the whole idea of tradition of bobbing apples, is trying to find a partner. You could do that at a party, couldn't you? Kind of a fun little party. Put little names on the apples or somehow, and people bob for them, or put the name inside the apple. I don't know how you do that. Okay, let me get back, because I only got about 4 minutes left. Nobody's really given me any Halloween stuff that you're doing, so that's fine. I hope you're having fun. We've talked about the Cubs. Ooh. Okay, so in the late 1800s, there was a move in America to mold Halloween into a holiday more about community and neighborly get-togethers than about ghosts, pranks, and witchcraft. That sounds kind of a religious thing, right? The turn of the century, Halloween parties for both children and adults became the most common way to celebrate the day. Parties focused on games, foods, in the season festive costumes. Parents were encouraged by newspapers and community leaders to take everything frightening or grotesque out of Halloween celebrations. We've kind of gone the other end, haven't we, lately? We've kind of gone into this, if you can get it gross, if you can do the zombie thing or whatever, it's kind of cool. I don't know about zombies, but we've kind of gone the other direction lately, haven't we? Because of these efforts, Halloween lost much of its superstitions and religious overtones by the beginning of the 20th century. By the 1920s and 30s, Halloween had become secular, but community-centered holiday with parades and so forth. By the 1950s, town leaders had successfully limited vandalism, and Halloween evolved into a holiday directed mainly at the young. So there's no more old people going around or, you know, looking for food, right? Or money, beating on your door, give me a buck, or I'll trick you, right? Due to the high numbers of young people during the 50s, baby boomers like me, parties moved from the town centers into the classrooms or home, and they were more easily associated. Okay. So between 1920 and 1950, the centuries-old practice of trick-or-treating was revived. We won't get into modern day. I think we're running out of time here, and I want to check back and see with you guys. That's a little bit of the history of Halloween. It's kind of evolved over the centuries, and it goes way back, over 2,000 years ago. And it really was a harvest festival time of year, but also trying to communicate with the dead to get a prophecy about how the winter would go and where they're going to survive the winter. You can see the connection there, you know, the Halloween, it's November 1 being the start of the winter season, the cold. And if I remember, you know, and they had really, really, really cold. So it's still that time of the year. Now, okay, so we've done that. Tomorrow I'll be back. We'll have some more fun. I don't think we'll talk about Halloween. We'll talk about something else. We'll speak to dead people. So, again, ask your question. I'll ask this question again. You might want to think about that, and if you come back on tomorrow. So who would be your counsel? Who would be the three or four people that you would want to communicate with that could give you advice? Like mine are, I have like John Lennon, Gandhi, Mother Teresa, and Jesus, that I would go to. And, you know, you can even read about the person and read about their lives. If you pick three or four people, you don't even have to channel them. You can go read about their lives and find out what you would learn about them and how that can benefit you. So who would you use as a counsel in your life? They could be alive, really. I mean, why not? They don't have to be dead if you're going to just look into their history and find out a lot about them and how that would benefit you. So you have homework. You have homework. This has been fun, Halloween. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have some fun. Don't eat too much candy. And just celebrate however you want to celebrate. And look at the day and however you want to look at the day. So I love you guys. We will talk soon. Bye.